It's hard to believe, but the fall semester gets underway in just over a week. Classes begin August 20th. I talked with the chancellor of Arkansas State University, Dr. Kelly Damphis, for what will be the second Saturday feature, where we are scheduled to talk to him the second Saturday of every month. In this interview, I asked him about his first year as chancellor and what he plans to do in his second year. This is my interview with Dr. Kelly Damphis. Dr. Damphis, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to A-State Connections.
Well, thank you very much. I'm excited to be here. I love the idea of the show, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. So tell us about your first year at Arkansas State University.
It was an exciting year. To be honest, it was the best year professionally in my entire life. As you know, and I've told people this for a long time, I never imagined being a chancellor. I know people who, as soon as they got their PhD, they started working towards becoming a president or a chancellor. But it was not, I was happy being a dean. And coming here was a surprise for me professionally. Because I had not applied for a job like this before, and learning how to do this job was a challenge as well. But working with our faculty and our staff and our students, and then our alumni and just people in the community, has just made that first year the best year professionally I've ever had. And so I can't wait for year two.
How did your previous job as a dean of a large college kind of help you and prepare you for what you took on as chancellor?
It's a great question. There has been a traditional kind of pathway, you know, dean, provost, president, or from the, you know, either from politics or from the business world into presidencies. The jump from dean of a large college to presidency is becoming more common now. And that there was a report about that about 3 or 4 months before I applied for the job that came out saying that's a more common pathway now, because being the dean of a large college is like being a president or a chancellor in many ways. You have responsibility over the academic issues. You have faculty and staff with whom you are constantly in contact. And then working with alumni and donors is becoming a bigger part of a dean's job. And so at my previous institution, I had, 10,000 students. I had 550 faculty. I had 500 other staff members working for me, and I had a huge alumni base, which is all of which are about the same size as Arkansas State. And so the scale was not a big change for me. It was almost the same scale, except for now I have responsibility over things like athletics, for example, which I didn't have before. And so gaining confidence as a dean, and that's a big part of the job, is being confident and being sure you know what you're doing, or you're not going to break things too badly, gave me the confidence to be able to do the chancellor's job. And the transition wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. There's differences, of course, and different challenges. But being a dean really prepared me well for the job.
What's been the most rewarding part of this job?
Boy, that's a great question. The most rewarding part has to be, is always for me, the students, working with our students. But in the case, the context of Arkansas State, when I came here, I felt like there was a lot of pain and sadness on the campus because of what had happened the previous couple of years. And I don't like to get into that very much or dwell on it. But I've felt kind of a renaissance, kind of a new, something happened, there's something different going on, a different vibrancy on campus. And if I had anything to do with that, it gives me a lot of pride because a campus should be moving forward and excited about the future and about our role in changing people's lives. And I think I'm seeing that here, and it's really exciting to me to see the faculty and staff especially kind of re-buy into Arkansas State. And that's been, I think when I look back at my career at Arkansas State, I'll think of that first year as being an effort to rejuvenate, revitalize, to re-excite, reignite people about their passion for Arkansas State.
What have been some of the key things? This is a two-part question. What have been some of the key things you've learned about this university and also what you've learned about this community in your first year?
Again, great question. About the university itself, I was surprised when I first came here. I made a notebook with the resume of all of our faculty when I got here, the first three pages of everyone's faculty CV. And I was surprised by how often I saw Arkansas State in their bio, either having grown up in Arkansas or got an undergraduate or a master's degree here at Arkansas State. And that seemed unusual to me compared to other institutions. But I think it is unusual in some ways. There is a large number of our faculty and majority of our staff who are tied to Arkansas State because of their own biography. And that changes how people feel about the university and their tie to it and their dedication to it. And so I find the people here are dedicated to the university at a different level than they would be at another university where they were basically just working at a place as opposed to working in their university. I'm saying you can't see me, but I'm making rabbit quotes here with their university. They feel like this is their university, and they treat it differently because of that. That was the kind of the defining distinction I saw here as far as people and their sense of ownership over the school. I'm still discovering, I think we're all discovering, where our strengths are in the university. And the question I'm asked by faculty quite a bit is, you know, who are we? What's your vision for what we should be doing? And that's something, of course, we'll be spending a lot of time this fall and next spring working on a vision for the university that for the next 5 or 6 years and actually beyond that. We'll make a strategic plan for the next 4 or 5 years, but it'll have to be a long-range vision about where we want to go into. But I think that was it's exciting now to hear people thinking about that, like what are we going to do? What challenges do we face, and how can we make ourselves distinctive? And one of the things that's distinctive is how wonderful our faculty and staff is and how tied they are to the university. As far as the community, I was really surprised when I came here. I knew agriculture was a big deal here. I only knew that when I came here for my interview. I actually drove here from Tulsa. I was happy to be in Tulsa for graduation ceremonies. I drove over for my interview. And I had spent time in Northeast Arkansas or Northwest Arkansas, but I had not been to Northwest Arkansas. And as we drove, Beth and I drove through the highways and going through farming communities, we realized, you know, there's a lot of agriculture over here we didn't expect to see given our familiarity with Western Arkansas. And we, of course, are farm people. Beth's grandparents, my grandparents own farms. Mine up in Canada, hers in Oklahoma, and so we're akin to the farm. And so we felt very comfortable with the Agri community and our partners there. But what we didn't know, what I certainly didn't know, was the manufacturing base that we have here in Jonesboro, and that is a significant opportunity compared to other college towns like ours to be surrounded by industry like we are here, both Agri and then manufacturing industry. Provides great opportunities for our students and for the community as a whole to really kind of move forward together and to improve both of our lots. And so I've been working really hard at trying to really create relationships with industry, with agriculture, and Arkansas State, but also with the community in Jonesboro. My wife serves in the Downtown Jonesboro Association. We're dedicated to help that area and the space between downtown and Arkansas State to make sure that develops in a way that benefits both of us. And so we're excited about being part of the community, which is, you know, in great universities and college towns, that relationship is so important. That town and gown relationship is so important.
Dr. Kelly Danf is joining us here on A-State Connections on KASU. So as you start looking at your second year, what are some of the goals that you have for this year?
Good. The biggest challenge that I saw when I first arrived here was our student success, broadly painted. And that can be best identified by looking at retention rate numbers and graduation rate and also recruiting, those three areas. And our four-year graduation rate is modest compared to schools like ours, but our six-year graduation rate is not nearly as high as other schools that are like us, which means if you don't graduate in 4 years here, you're very unlikely to graduate in 6 years. And the six-year graduation rate is the number that a lot of people look at when they're looking at student success. And we have fallen behind on that. We also had the smallest freshman class that we've had in several years this past fall. So our recruiting efforts weren't as successful as they needed to be, I think. And then our retention rate, first-year retention rate, was also not very strong. So we're above average for across the country, but we're below par, I think, for schools like us that have the resources we have. But we lost 27.2% of our freshman class in last year, which meant that's the fall 16 class. 27.2% of them didn't return for their sophomore year. And those are recruitment, retention, and graduation rates all signal what's going on your campus as far as from the student perspective. And so that's why I started the Completion Commission last year, to look at what we can do better to improve retention and graduation rates. That left sort of untouched the recruitment part, but we're combining our recruiting and admissions and retention and graduation efforts into one unit. We'll have a vice chancellor for enrollment management over that area, and that'll be the start of us really kind of strengthening our efforts to improve and ensure student success. We've had a huge success this year. We are already at record pace for retention, first year retention. This year we have we've set a record already. Now school hasn't started yet; people can drop off, but we have set a record on the number of students returning for the sophomore year in all of Arkansas State University history, and that's because we've focused on this effort really hard. If we can turn that same focus towards sophomore and junior retention and ultimately graduation by creating a graduation office, for example, and turn that same effort towards recruiting to recruit more students to come here, that will solve a lot of ills. One of them being our budget, when that's something I always have to pay attention to, but more importantly is access. I believe you believe this too, and most people believe this, that a four-year college degree changes your life forever, for the good. And to the extent that I can, it's my responsibility to provide access to that four-year college degree to as many people as possible, and then help them be successful as possible. And I feel that's a key motivator for me personally, but it should be a key value for our institution to recruit as many qualified students as possible and then help them be successful when they get here. That helps the community, but also helps the individuals even more than the community. And so that will be a real hard focus for us this coming year, is changing our how we recruit and the leadership in that area. So we're searching for a vice chancellor for enrollment management right now, and that'll be one of the biggest changes we'll have made in a long time at Arkansas State University. We will also engage in a strategic planning exercise this year. We don't have a current strategic plan in place. We have one that was written a few years ago. It's kind of hard to find. Nobody knows where it is, what we're supposed to be doing. But I believe that if you aim at nothing, you're sure to hit it. And we need to all agree on, or at least most of us need to come to some sort of consensus on what it is we are and who we are and what we do and what we should be doing as a university. And so we will spend the next year coming together with that plan, and it will be focused on, in some ways, the changing face of higher education, because education is changing, the challenges that we're facing, but also on trying to understand what we do really well and how we can improve those, and what niches could we fill if we invested in certain programmatic areas that aren't being filled by somebody else that right now. Looking around the corner on academic issues, what degree plans or academic specializations can we create that for which there's a marketplace that is not being filled by somebody else? So we'll be doing a lot of discovery in the next year and coming up with a plan. And then the secret here is not just coming up with a plan, but implementing it. And that will be year three, putting all those things into place. And that's why this is an exciting time to be at Arkansas State, because there's a real opportunity to make a lasting difference at this place.
And so with this big vision plan that you have, how do you ensure that everyone on the campus feels like they've been able to be part of the process with so many people there?
This is the most important part of the whole plan. I could take 3 or 4 leaders from my leadership team and go off for a week and come up with a great plan. But that would be my plan or our group's plan. This has to be the university's plan. The way you do that and the way we structure this is that we will have an outside moderator come in, someone without any without any axe to grind, just someone to kind of coordinate the communication process. And then we will have conversations with alumni, members of the community, business leaders, people from agriculture and manufacturing, but also our faculty, our staff, and our students coming together and having a conversation to ask those questions. Who do you think we are? Who do you think we should become? What can we do to get from here to there? What ideas do you have that we're not thinking of? The idea is to bring all those conversations together and then have some, you know, and then come to some kind of consensus over them. But everybody who is connected to this university needs to have a say in that plan. And the way you do that is to create these discussion groups or listening groups and opportunities for each of those constituencies to have a voice in the program. So we've designed that structure. We're just now looking for someone to come in and lead us in that through that process.
Dr. Kelly Danfus joins us here on KASU, and he is the Chancellor of Arkansas State University. Dr. Danfus, one of the things you talked about earlier in the interview was the importance between Arkansas State and the community of Jonesboro. And I think there are some who feel like that, you know, this is a, you know, Jonesboro has Arkansas State University in it, but it may not necessarily be a university town, if you know kind of what I'm talking about. Sure. In that. And I know one thing you've worked really hard on is trying to bridge and make the connection between Arkansas State and Jonesboro more clear. How are you still working on that, if you don't mind?
When I came for my interview, I met with some students over lunch, and I was uncertain about coming here because things were so great where I was. And but the students won me over. They love this place, and I always hope people remember that our students love our faculty. They love this university. They love being Red Wolves. But I did ask them, if you could change something, what would you change? And to a person, they all agreed on this, that there seemed to be not very much to do here on the weekend, and that, you know, Arkansas State was a pretty quiet place on Friday afternoon through Sunday evening because people left. And one of the students said, mentioned another town. They said, that's a college town. Jonesboro is a town with a college in it. And their sense was there was not a connection between the university and the city of Jonesboro itself. Maybe in political sense there was, but they didn't feel connected to it. And there's a lot of ways for college students to feel connected to their university, but part of it is that we are somewhat isolated. We're surrounded by two highways on one side, on two sides, and a train track on the other side. And then there's a corridor towards, kind of a natural corridor that would funnel everyone towards downtown, but there's not much there. And we're unique in college towns where there's not a core of businesses run on the edge of campus where people could walk across the street to a campus corner or to a north gate or something like that you see in other college towns. And they're right that those things don't exist here, and it's a little bit more of a challenge for us, for our campus, to describe Jonesboro as a college town. Now we're trying to do that by working very closely with the city to think about a city, not just the city, but also with businesses in the city, the chamber and so on, to think about how we as a community can transform to accommodate the students. Because what they would want, I think, is for our students not just to come here and be customers, but also to become residents, to graduate and live here. We've got plenty of jobs here. Unemployment rate's very low. How can we transform Jonesboro into a place that that young people would want to come to and to stay? And we're seeing things. I think we're seeing a lot of movement there, not because of anything I've done, but because people in the community are interested in the same thing. I happen to be interested in the same thing I am, in making this a more livable community. And we have such huge potential here because it's not like we have to undo a lot of things to do something. We can basically start from scratch in some of these areas. And so one of the ways I tried to be very practical and pragmatic about this was to have regular meetings with the mayor, and because he represents the city, and also he's connected to a lot of people locally. And so it was one of the first meetings I had when I came to campus was with him. He and Beth and I had lunch together like the day after I started. And I meet with him once a month and just talk about what he's doing and what we're doing. So he understands what our goals are. But also meeting with, I'm on the chamber executive committee. And so meeting with people in the community and in business, agriculture, manufacturing, healthcare, so on, so that they know who I am. And so they can ask me questions and we can work together to create a different space or a different way of doing things in our city that can be more attractive to our students. And the thing that I'm my go-to answer anymore is not to ask me questions, but talk to students, because, you know, I'm 55 years old and I think a lot differently than 19-year-old students do, and you should ask them what they want. And so my job right now is to create opportunities for those kind of conversations. What could Downtown Jonesboro Association do on Howdy Week when all of our students are coming in to attract students to come down to Main Street to find out what's there? I don't know, but I know students would like to do that. How do we provide those opportunities for both business and for students to find this to be a place they want to live in forever, beyond just their 4 years here, or five or six, however long it takes to graduate.
You must be really excited about this year coming up.
I am. It's going to be a great year. I can't wait for it to start.
We appreciate you joining us. We'll be talking more about some of these things as we go along every month. We really look forward to having you on A-State Connections and kind of talking about some things as we go along. So we'll be talking to you in September. So we appreciate you joining us here and helping us launch the show.
I can't wait to do more of these. I thank you so much for doing this program. I can't wait for it to all come together and to see it kind of, or to hear it play out over the airwaves.
And that's Dr. Kelly Damphis, a chancellor of Arkansas State University. I'm Jonathan Reeves for KASU.